in Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, 12th July 2017. And this is Live Talk Diaspora Forum. My name is Chris Gande.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Tonight on Live Talk Diaspora Forum, we are talking about the wave of demonstrations that have been waged by Zimbabweans both in the diaspora and at home against their government.
The police today fired tear gas and water cannons to disperse dozens of MDCT supporters protesting what they allege are plans to rig next year's presidential election. The MDCT alleges that the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission, or ZEC, is plotting to ensure a victory for 93-year-old President Robert Mugabe.
And in the United Kingdom, since 2002, a regular demonstration against the Zimbabwe government occurs every weekend, organized by the Zimbabwe Vigil, a non-partisan group.
What are the causes of these demonstrations, and are they achieving their goals?
To join our discussion, join us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you right back.
A Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on 6065 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
Yebogambe zulukandaba siyadivana njalo kuhlelo Live Talk Diaspora Forum lapho ke esixoxa lezizalwane zeZimbabwe ezihlala phandle kwelizwe kunye lezihlala elizweni leZimbabwe. Lamhlanje ke sixoxa ngodaba lokutshengisela. Ukutshengisela sokuvamile kakhulu esikhathini esiningi kuyaba kutshengisela abantu abaphikisana lembono kahulumende. Siyazi ke ubana kwele Britain kule xuku lamaZimbabweans elihlangana maviki wonke ixuku leli lithiwa iZimbabwe Vigil. IZimbabwe Vigil ke isile minyaka efika yona ichumi lanhlanu ilokhu itshengisela maviki wonke. Kodwa ke esikukhangela kahle kahle lamhlanje yikutshengisela njalo okwenziwe eZimbabwe libandla le-MDCT besithi bona bakhonona ngodaba lokhetho. Bathi ke bona ukhetho lukhanya umhlahlandlela wokubana luqutshwe ngemfanelo, awuzange ucace, ulokho ungacaci, njalo bathi bona bazaqhubeka belokhu betshengisela. Jonga.
Hongu vateereri nevatariri, nyaya yatiri kukurukura nasi inyaya yekuratidzira kuri kuitwa nevana veZimbabwe vangave munyika kana kunze kwenyika vachiratidzira pamusoro pemabatiro ari kuitwa zvinhu nehurumende muZimbabwe. Nhasi taona vechidiki vebato reMDCT vachiratidzira, vachinyunyuta, vachitaiwa ZEC iri kufamba zvishoma pakubatanidza mitemo inechekuita nesarudzo. Vachitiwo vanotarisira kuti ZEC iri kuita izvi nekuda kwekuti iri kuda kubatsira bato reZANU-PF rinotungamirwa nemutungamiri wenyika Robert Mugabe kuti ringe richidzoka pachigaro. Saka vasiroda kubatanidza mimwe yemitemo iyi. Tasunzwa kuti mapurisa azodira utsi unokachidza pamwe nemvura yavanonga vachidira vanhu vanenge vachiratidzira, inonzi nevamwe inovava kana kukachidzawo zvakare kuti vanhu vange vachiparara mukuratidzira uku. Hatisati tanzwa kuti kune vasungwa here, asi vazhinji vanga vachingoita barara mhanywa muguta muchinzi hamusi kugarika. Vamwe masangano atinoonawo ari mune dzimwe nyika akaita seZimvigil vanogara vachiratidzira kubva muna 2002 mukupera kwesondo roga roga. Vanenge vachiratidzira pamuzinda weZimbabwe muLondon, vachiratidzira vachishoropodza nekuedza kukaisira kana kusunda kuti hurumende inge ichigadzirisa zvinhu kune dzimwe nzvimbo. Tinoonawo zvakare vanhu vachiratidzira muno muAmerica. Tinoona vanhu vachiti vakagaragara vanomboneratidzirawo kumuzinda weZimbabwe, ungava uri kuno kuDC kana kuNew York. Kwoitawo muSouth Africa svondo rapera takanzwa kuti vamwe vakaratidzirawo zvakare ikoko vetajamuka. Saka nhasi ndo nyaya dzatiri kukurukura kuratidzira. Kune zvakuri kuisa here? Kuri kuisa pundutso here? Kune michero here iri kubuda Chris mukuratidzira?
Yevo Jonga, siyabona njengoba kutsho kwethu lapho kubana hayi nsuku zonke asingeke sathi nsuku zonke kodwa hayi isikhathi esiningi abantu bayangena ezidaladeni betshengisela. Kodwa ke akukhanyi ukuthi kuyaphumelela yini ukutshengisela lokhu lokuthi injongo yakhona kathi vele kuyini abantu abangeke bahlala phansi injongo abavumelane kungangenwa ngesitaladeni kwachayana kumbe kwathelwana lamathekas
ndizozo Christ taita munyarikano wedu wekutanga muchirongwa che Diaspora Life Talk Forum yatiri kutarisa nezvekuratidzira kuri kuitwa nevana veZimbabwe vangave vari muZimbabwe vari kunze kwenyika chero pauri uri mwana weZimbabwe tiudze kuti zviri kumirawo sei kumatunhu kwamuri vatinawo vekutanga ndi Dr. Victor Chimutu vana veSachigaro kana chairman weZimbabwe yadzoka maiuye iZimbabwe isangano ratinoonawo richiratidzira zvikuru kumaruwa uku vanhu vachiratidzirawo nasi tinawo pachirongwa ivo vari based kana kuti vanogara kunyika yeNorway tinogamuchirai nemufaro Dr. Chimutu
tinotenda zvakanaka nekuvawo neni pachirongwa
aiwa tinotenda kuti makwanisa kupinda vachirongwa muchibatika neshort notice
aiwa tinotenda ndokubasa kwacho
aiwa ndizvozvo totanga nekudawo kunzwa maonero yenyu panyaya yekuratidzira totanga hedu nekwaitika nhasi muZimbabwe tichizopindawo mune kuratidzira kumwe kwese kuri kuitwa nevana veZimbabwe zvii zvamungataurawo pamusoro pazvo
ini ndinoona sechinhu chakanaka kwazvo chiri kuitwa nevana veZimbabwe kurakidza kusagutsikana kuripo nemamiriro akaita zvino tichitarisa sekuratidzira kwanga kwaitwa nhasi muguta reHarare toona kuti yanga iri ratidziro yakanangana nesangano rezeki vanoona nezvesarudzo nekusabata kwavanoita kana nekusarakidza chivimbo chavanoita kuvana veZimbabwe kuti vachakwanisa kubata basa iri zvinogutsa tese kana zviri independent sekutarisira kwatinoita saka kurakidzira ikoko tinoona kwanga kwakatungamirirwa newe MDC team wechidiki Youth Assembly asi sekutaura kwamaita tinoona kuti iwo maZimbabweans akawanda nemacitizens anga ariwo chi part of that demonstration yaitwa nhasi saka ikoko kurakidzira kunoda kuramba kuchiitwa kwatinoda kuramba tichikurudzirana kuti ivawo sezvavaita wemapolitical parties varambe vachiita saizvozvo isuo kuma social movements tokwanisa kunga tichibatsiranawo nawo tichikurudzira vana veZimbabwe tose whether une political party yaunosupporta kana kuti uri under social movement kuti tibatane pamwe chete tirakidzire tikwanise kuforceredza kuti wezeki wakwanise kubvisa atingati mamwe mademands for example unoona pane mademands ekuti kwanzi panodiwa maproof of residence kuti paitwe maregistration pasarudzo dzichatevera ichocho vanhu vashoma vanokwanisa kunge vachikwanisa kuita those proof of residence saka demonstration yanhasi yanga ichiwawo nedemand iyo yekuti zeki inofanirwa kubvisa that requirement vanhu vongoenda nezvitupa zvavo because chitupa chinorakidza kuti ri mwana weZimbabwe vongoenda nechitupa chako kunoregister paunoda kuvhotera izvi zvekuti enda unouya neproof of residence zvaakuita kuti vanhu vakawandisa vasakwanise kuwana mukana wekuzovhota pasarudzo dzinotevera ende zvikadaro zvinoshanda to the advantage yezanupf ruling party
maybe you can recap that in English because that's a thorough analysis of what is happening.
Oh yeah, so what I'm saying is you know this the demonstrations that we see happening in and outside of Zimbabwe especially now that we are just a few months towards you know these groundbreaking or watershed elections it's very very important that that we keep up the tempo we keep encouraging each other within political parties across political parties and within social movements and across social movements to continue to you know to demand you know some reforms some electoral reforms you know and especially with the regards to the registration and the voting processes and the main issue I think the main demands that Zimbabweans are having towards ZEC is that ZEC is supposed to be an independent body but it doesn't appear so and you know the way they handle the processes and the demands they are giving Especially, I'll just give you one example. The demonstration that was being led today by the MDC Youth Assembly, but of course, a lot of other citizens also who are non-aligned and within other political parties were also participated in that. But the main demand was that this upcoming registration, it must take away a requirement that you need a proof of residence in order to register to vote. We think this is quite unnecessary because what should be just be produced is a national identity. A national identity shows that you are a citizen of Zimbabwe. And then you just go and register where you want to vote. The only thing or the idea is that you should not register multiple times or vote multiple times. But to say you need a proof of residence, how many people are house owners? How many people are going to produce that? In that process, you'll see that a lot of people, especially the young people who are constituting almost 60 to 65% of the electorate, are going to be excluded from the process. And this works to the advantage of ZANU-PF. So I think we need to keep up the tempo and we need to keep on encouraging each other to keep on pressuring ZEC, you know, on some of those unnecessary demands.
Thank you so much, Dr. Chimuto Chris.
Yebo jonga sisi lomunye njalo umhlonitshwa silo nkosazana Thabita Khumalo umsekeli wesikhulumeli sebandla le MDCT siyakwamukela kuhlelo.
Ngiyabonga ninjani khona ngapho ninjani mazimbabwe amahle abomhlaba wonke jikelele.
Hayi siyabonga thina hayi siphilele. Yeah, so
Ms.
Khumalo, can you first of all tell us about today's demonstration? What was the main purpose for this demonstration?
The main purpose of today's demonstration that took part in Harare was for the youth to air their demands vis-a-vis the voter registration at the ZEC. The youth are demanding that they are sick and tired of rigged elections every time we hold elections. At the same time, the youth are also demanding the issue of reforms, constitutionalism. We are looking at the issue of the voter registration. We are looking at the issue of violence that is being perpetrated against Zimbabweans. And the youth are saying there's no way that they can let their future go down the drain while they have the energy and the time to demand what they want in order for them to have a better future.
Okay. Ms. Khumalo, we have Dr. Victor Chimutu, who is the chairperson of the Zimbabwe Yatsoka, Maibuye is Zimbabwe. He raised an issue here about proof of residence. How do you see that playing up in the registration of voters?
Well, the greatest challenge by ZEC demanding proof of residence, it confirms that they want to shut out the youth voters who are the highest in terms of our population, because all our youth, they've been to school, educated, they're unemployed, they're vendors, and some of them maybe could be lodgers. So there's no way that a youth that doesn't break on the property. So basically, as far as our youth, and the youth in Zimbabwe are concerned, is that everybody is identified by the country that he comes from by the use of ID. So they have to scrap the issue of proof of residence. Instead, anyone who is holding a Zimbabwean ID is automatically Zimbabwean. So that should give them rights to register as voters without producing the proof of residence. I agree with the doctor. The youth need to fight harder so that this issue of a proof of residence. It's great, because if it is not, that means to say the only people that are going to vote is the same people that have been voting all along, while the youth are the game changer, because what we are deciding here, it's their future, not ours. Some of us very soon will be going to rest, and these kids must take over. So we need to scrape the issue of proof of residence, because it does not benefit anybody besides an APF to rig elections.
Okay, just a quick question before I go to a caller there. This proof of residence, what do you have to produce if you are living in the rural areas?
Apparently in the rural areas, you have got to go to the chief, who in turn that chief is going to write a letter to confirm that he belongs to that village. But we all know that the chiefs and the Sabukus are all appendages of ZANU-PF. There is no way that they will give proof of residence to these youth, especially these that are educated. Because what ZANU-PF is missing here is that during the 1980s, they were dealing with youth that were denied education, and they did not know most of the time they are right. Unfortunately, the ones that are fighting today, they know what is rightfully ours, what is rightfully theirs, how to demand it, and how to gain it, because they went to school in order to empower themselves and to be self-sufficient.
Kristus atora muteereri ndofunga tombozivisa vateereri nevatariri kuti tiri kuzama zvikuru kuti tibate vapsychology mazivisa vanove nhengo inomirira Highfield West mudare reparamende vari vebato rezano PF tiri kuzama kuti vabata asi nhare iri kuramba kuita tinodaira kuti tichabudirira.
Siyabonga Jonga. Silo mlaleli lapha uDixon usenkai sakwamukela kuhlelo Dixon.
Ngiyabonga baba.
Yee, kunjani enkayi lamhlanje?
Hayi, kuyakuqandaqanda nje.
Hayi, kulungile, ungasiphi imbono yakho?
Mina ngikuthengisela lokhu. Akungiqinisi ukuthi kulento ekungafunekisa ngayo. Ngendlela yokuthi uhulumende lethu kuyo ngazithengisele ngokuthula kodwa ugcina ususengozini yokulinyazwa. Ngesikhathi usulimele khona phana uyabe suwedwa, so uqonde wena emzimbeni wakho wedwa usuyisilima. Angikuboni ukuthi lowo ongabe eseza kusapota usuyisilima ngokuthengisela okade kukho ungamthola njani?
Umbuzo oqakathekileyo.
Angitsho mina ukuthi abantu bangabothengisela, ayisikho engikukhulumayo. Kodwa ngizama nje ukuthi ngithengise ukuthi kambe nxa uyabe usukumele njengobani uthiyageswa, ingathi uThabitha Khumalo uke wathiyageswa uze wayakwelathwa eGonde. Pho mina evele ngiyumyanga ngizakwelathiswa ngubani njani?
Hayi,
angikhuthazi ukuthi abantu bangabothengisela.
Manje pho njengoba uhulumende yena engalaleli izifiso zikaZulu kwenziweni? Ngoba nanku sebehlale laye kwakhulunywa ngendaba yezekhi leyo sokuyisikhathi kodwa kukhanya kungaphumeleli.
Uhlupho luyisikulizayo mina ukuthi ngiyake ngilalele njengobana nje ngisecalani khathesi. Kuba ngizwe kuthiwa kulamazwe awomhlaba ayiwo akhangele umhlaba wonke. Kanti kungani wena engakwanisi ukungenela ezintweni ezinjengazonezi ukuze kungalimali abantu kuphela?
Ye, hayi ukuthi imithetho ichiyene, imithetho yomhlaba awasoze kungenelwe ezemdeni ngoba ilizwe lelizwe lilobuzwe balo obenza ukuthi amanye amazwe engangeneli.
Kodwa nxa ingabe kusisa abantu njengobana khathesi sikhuluma senzenze so imithi sithabe Khumalo uze wayakwelathwa eGoli. Kambe umuntu oyabe engumyanga engelamali ayinto thina ngokufa yini?
Hayi hayi, siyakuzwa, sibongile ngembono yakho ba.
Ngibongile lami.
Kristi, tisataenda kune mteereri mkoma Paul. Ndongoti kuna Dr. Chimutu, 30 seconds. Muri kuona here kunge kuratidzira kuri kuitwa uku kune zvakuri kuburitsa?
Hello,
Dr. Chimutu, tiri kubvunza kuti munofunga here kuti kuratidzira kuri kuitwa nevana veZimbabwe ikoko kune zvakuri kuburitsa?
Ichokwadi. Ndozvandiri kurakidzira kunobudisa chunhu, ende kurakidzira kwese ndoda kuti ndikurudzire vana veZimbabwe kuti any demonstration or action inoitwa ine zvainotokonzeresa. chino inyanyo ita mubunzi ya tonyanyo mubunzi wa nevanu ndee kutukosu ata demonstrator nasi chicha chinja ama, ama results e demonstration aase kutu kwanzi chingo buda pa demonstration after 5 minutes moto ziwa kuti chicha chinja nga trambe chikuru zira na kuziwa kuti it's our right ya kuti ti demonstrate ende kura kiza displeasure iko kukune shakuno tobatsira urumende ininge ichiona ichinzwa
maita basa rambaye muri parunare Dr. Chimoto tina mkoma Paul wariku South Africa mkoma Paul magadi
Hey, tinofara hedu makadiwo zvenyu.
Ah,
ndinoda kuva pamhepo.
Handifunga kuti munotipfuura kufara kuve nesu kwamaita kupinda muchirongwa.
Hongo.
Tipe pfungwa dzenyu.
Pfungwa dzangu dzinoti hongo kuratidzira kunoita kuti tinge tive tiziva tionekwa pa panyika dzakawanda kuti tine nyunyuto iri kuitika mumasouth of Zimbabwe. Asi. Zvicho kwadi muzvari nyika yedu inotongwa nevanhu vasinganzwisisa vanoita zvimiti munzeve uyezve kana pakuratidzira vanogona kuvhara madziso avo kuti savasaoni unoona vanhu vanorohwa vanoita sei inini hangu ndinokurudzira hangu kuti vanhu vazhinji vave vachinge vachirejesa uyezve mapato anopikisa anyanyoenda kumaruva imomo vaende vanotaura nemasabhuku kwete kuvashedzera pamarari vavene vestrategy yekuti vanogona kuvafambirawo Muchivande vachitaura navo kuti masabhuku aya ange achikwanisa kuzopa vanhu matamba anenge achidikanwa one uyezve mapato anopikisa anenge achifanira kunge achisarudza vanhu vanotungamirira maconstituency in time kwete kuita zvakaitika nguva yapera like constituency yangu yatinobva inini vakasarudzira nguva vachimhanya mhanya ende vanhu akanga aiswa vacho akatanga kutovanda maelections asati ava kuitwa vanhu vanotsvaga kuti munhu ari kutimirira ari kupi munhu atomirira kuti haana kumira angobuda zvinova zvinhu zvinorwadza zvikuru zvinhu vanhu vanenge vane zvichemo zvakawanda asi ari chanzi munhu ozokondakta kuti womuona pati vanhu nyika yedu iyi hongu tingagona kuratidzira tine urombo tine ropa rakaipa zvikuru kuti munguva dzene 3 times election munhu anenge ari pastadak achitungamirira wacho munhu anenge akasinga asina runo nevanhu like ndofunga gore rachitaita maelections iri gore rinouya kana tichi budirira vazuma ndovanenge varichi vari mukuru wechiamini haambofa akateerera zvekuzimbabwe nekuti vantu vana programs ake munhu nguva yapera isusu vambeki ndivo vakanga vari kusadhaki vakatanga kuti maelections aitwa zvakanaka asi maelections akanga akashata vanhu vachitiza vachiira muno kusouth africa vana vadiki vachinga kuno zvokuti maelections akanaka sei zvinhu zvakamira izvozvo apa tichato mapato anopikisa anofanira kushanda zvikuru ngavarege kungotanga kuchema kuti titi vakarawo vari kuita zvakati vari kuita sei zvakaita zvakaita sei ngatikambe nezvakasimba tipinde mumusha titaure nemasabhuku masabhuku avachatomboda hurumende izvi kana zvachoti takanokuvataurirawo muchivando zvinge zvichina muchifamba neso vanonzwisisa vamasabhuku mumusha umu iwo machifu acho hongu tinowana 1, 2, 3 havachatombodi nekuti kana mari hapai chanombowani pai apa vakutoziva kuti nyika yatopfa hurizanu pese yauraya nyika vanoda kuchinja asi kungoti isusu tinokuda kungochema kuti ii tinodzinidzirwa hongu ngatitaurei nevanhu vese vedu zvakasimba tinotenda zvikuru
aiwa maita basa mukoma Paul hanzi hapana anotaurira mumwe mazvitaurira mega zvamunofunga ndo zvinofanira zvichiitwa asi regai timbonzwa kuna
kuna kusouth africa kuno ndakatogadzirira 2000 yokuti vakangoti vakuregesta chete yambuka bridge ndakutenda unoregesta ndodzoka ndobvamira kana ndichiriko kuno kana ndakanzwe elections ndotogara ne 2000 yangu ndobva
ndamodzokera futi kunovhota
vhoti yangu kana tichibirwa tichabirwa vhoti yangu iripo kwete ndinochema ndisina kuvhota
aiwa ndizvozvo haufanira kungochema usina chawaitawo asi ukanga waisawo gumbo wozva kuti aiwa ndatsika dope ndanwa aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Paul and I think honorable Tavita Kumalo manzwa zvataurwa namukoma Paul vari kutaura nyaya yekuti ngatirege kungochema tisina zvatiri kuita munoti iwe imi sebato
ichokwadi ichocho mukoma Paul sebato remi tiri kutaura izvozvi vatungamiriri vedu vese kubvira mubranch kusvika kunational vari muground vachikurukura nevanhu nana sabuku nana chifu vama driver mtu vavana windi makorokoza munhu wese tirikutaura naye tichikurudzira kuti zvakakosha kuti tese tiende kunorejista hongu kune zvinhinga mpini zviri kuitwa nevheki izvozvo hazvirevi kuti vaita zvinhinga mpini izvozvo tongonyarara ndosaka rechidiki nhasi vapinda murodhi kuratidzira kuti aiwa hamungativurayire mangwana yedu nemhaka yekuti yenyu mangwana yakatopera tipei mafree and fair elections tisarudze vanhu vatoda because toda kurarama tichiri vadiki ndobvumirana navo chaizvo ende vanhu vese vari muzimbabwe vanhu wei handei kwangozi kwakutorejista handei tinorejista zviri nani kuti tinyunyuke takawanda kana takawanda vanhu vanuvezeki vanobva vavhunduka vobatsira vanhu tirege nyaya dzaya dzokuti tikasuka paregistration zanu yeyi yakazadza vanhu mabhazi imiwe mumunzi svudurukai kupinde vezanu vezanu vakapinda vakanyoresa zvikapera imiwe munhu wani otorerwa 1 hour kuti arejista musazvibvuma izvozvo muvaudze kuti mune kodzero yekuti murejista makatiudza kuti zotora 5 minutes tikasara toedza kutora nguva yakareba kuti vagare vachiziva kuti munoziva kodzero dzenyu.
Thank you so much, Chris.
Yes, Mr. Dr. Chimutu, are you there?
Hey, Ndiripo.
Yes,
I'm here.
Okay. Can you tell us about what your demonstrations in the rural areas, how they've been conducted? Because it's a new phenomenon, you know. We know demonstrations to be taking place in the urban areas. Can you just give us, you know, a sense of what you have been doing?
Yeah, for us, before I move so much into that, there's one thing I just want to briefly highlight. Mm-hmm. And this is to say, especially to political parties, and I'm very happy that at least one of the representatives is here. But we are, as citizens, we are, as social movements, appealing to politicians to move fast on the issue of the coalition. Because they also have to understand that the coalition itself is a very, very great mobilization tool. So what I'm saying is, if they can move quicker with the coalition negotiations, and then the registration starts when the citizens are confident that the coalition is definitely coming and it's already shaping like this, it gives confidence to the citizens, it gives confidence, it motivates people to go and register. Okay. Then coming to your question, as Zimbabwe, Yadzoka Maibuye is Zimbabwe, we decided also to come into play among many other social movements to participate or to play a role, you know, of course, in these processes, political processes and discourses of our country. And Zimbabwe Yadzoka in particular chose to concentrate on the rural constituents because I think you and I, we all know that, you know, our Achilles heels or our weakest point always in elections has been rural areas. As citizens, we have got an understanding, or we would like to think politicians or political parties have not tried to invest so much to go into rural areas and challenge ZANU-PF hegemony. So we have tried to do this as citizens now, using what I can call a familial mode. So what we do is, we are the citizens, we go into our villages, we talk to our own relatives, we talk to our own friends. So there is no political institution. It's Zimbabweans talking, you and I talking. And this type of mobilization, we encourage it a lot because there is no institution or gathering that you are coming to disrupt or, you know, it's people of Zimbabwe doing what is called nimbe. I think, you know, sometimes we use this nimbe, you know, ilima, where people coming together. Yeah. And they are just plowing in their fields. And, I mean, there is no way, you know, police officers can come to disrupt people who are in their fields. So we have to take advantage of all these scenarios because they are in front of us, but we have not been exploring them. And I think you also know maybe in areas that are a little bit, places like Uzumba, Marambo, Fungwe, you know, all those areas that normally are said to be so difficult to penetrate. Mm-hmm. For example, in those areas, we do things like in Pungwe, we do night meetings. So there are so many ways we can do as citizens. But my encouragement is that we don't have to leave this to politicians, because if we leave this to politicians, these guys are already comfortable in their lives. So, you know, they'll just come and they'll disappear and you see them 5 years later. Let's keep on putting pressure on them on the ground. Let's let them see that we are active on the ground. So this is what I would want to say.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you so much. Keep holding there. We have Slo Mandlenkosi Osemzingwane. Siyakwamukela Mandlenkosi.
Ngiyabonga baba, ngiyabonga ithiwa elitholayo, ngiyazingelela nabalaleli.
Ya, ngiyathemba baphilile lapha bangekhona. Mhm. Ngaqhubekela phambili.
Indaba ekhona lapha yokuthi izekho kokuqala vele nje yona isezanu electoral commission yezani okokuqala i-top 10 yezeki leyana ikuyizanu ngokwayo ngoba wabekhangela abantu abapatriotic to the party. Okwesibili amapholisa sokuyizanu regime police akuse ngamapholisa akuthiwa ngabantu. So mina ngokubona kwami ngibona ama-leaders yonke ama-opposition. Ngiyacela ukuthi ngabe i-voice leyo ukuthi kabayenze njani iphuma kithi njengabantu abazavota. Ngoba they are more hungry ukuthi yini engizaphatha or whoever uzaphatha, but I think i-power kumele isuke kithi njengama-voters. Ngiyabonga ndithi bakhona izicamfundo nathina njengabantu abazavota. Kuphuma le ndlela ngoba the only way is a coalition, nothing else, no one is better. But this can only come with a coalition.
Uh-huh.
Usadag, mangikhangele, you cannot look usadag ukuthi you get i-help kusadag, because okuqala singakhohlwa ukuthi i-ANC yathola ilizwe ngokuthi yangena egangeni siyalilwela. IZambia yayilabe yile yayigcine amazipra, iMozambique yayigcine iZanda, iNamibia yayileswapho, bonke labo Angola, all these countries ezisesadat, you cannot help us ukuthi sikhiphe izanu kuyo, because they may have the same mindset ukuthi kuhlale kuyi-ANC eGoli, they may have the same mindset ikhale kuyilale eMozambique. So into enjengalezo sokuthingathina njengamaZimbabweni. Lama-leaders awe-politics azakuzwisisisa ukuthi ngabe akula lokho ukuthi uma kuza kuthiwa kuyademonstrata kuhambe kuyedemonstrata abantu i-NDC vota abe-youth, kanti kumele ukuthi ngayonke i-youth yama-opposition i-go together. I think it's high time ukuthi abantu bekubone ukuthi we are the only way ukuthi sikhiphe izane ukuthi sibambane, no one can be better eyedwa. Amasebhuku i-strategy ezanu kuyezo amasebhuku ngawezanu. So uma kuzathiwa wena kuya the proof of residence, bekwazi ukuthi the only person ozakunika i-proof of residence ngusebhuku. Uma ungewe-opposition definitely you won't get it. So that is another strategy ezanu PF esingesokuwina. So ukuze lathi sibe le strategy yokuwina kathesi, hhayi our leaders come down, come and humble yourself, lizehlise. And the only thing, in every party, the top six, mind the top six, mouth here, shallow pants, let's say MPC, here, shallow in the top six. We have Buddha, all vice president, with Marco Shaman on the Nevang Hat. And I think Zonu Tan and everything, Katana, so that is the problem. I think Namakati is water, Ugu Zamban, Uban Ziman, Ungai, Kund, Abal Funai. Imindset yena leyana esiyisolayo kuZanu PF lakithi kuma-opposition iza kuba khona ngoba no one ofuna ukwehla. Omunye uze iZanu PF ilabo-strategist badala, thina kuma-opposition kawekho ama-strategist. I'll give an example, irali bekhona eGweru. They knew ukuthi uTsvangirai uyathanda ukuba-pride. So iZanu PF iyakwanisa ukusend abantu bayo begcwala urali kaTsvangirai, so that uTsvangirai masokhulunywa ngokuthi akuhlangane ethi I can do it alone, ngokuba ekhangele imovu ekade ikhona. Abantu labaniya bebabona ngezikipa, but babe ngekho kuma-structure wakhe. Babe amakipa athathe ebhoda laphana uma ebuya engena esiza elizweni, and then those t-shirts will be used ukuthi to fool people ukuthi egcine bonti I cannot talk nabanye abantu, mina vele nginabantu. But udliwe so many years kunjalo. But yes, it's time to go to the world. Want to the world. I'm going to go to the world. I'm going to go to leadership quality of which he go to the because one is who he is. I'm a leadership quality. Queen voice, a Puma Evanti. I think Avantu must have more voice than the political leaders. And why is it we end the Gangan Bani? It's very possible because we can form
Christina,
tina Constable Simbarashe varuku South Africa. Magadi Constable Simbarashe.
Kere kumu kumajonga magadi mwenye.
Ndiri mpenyu, sitere kuti Constable, ii rengi basa rengi kana kuti istere kuberekwa.
Sitere kuberekwa.
Okay. Aiwa dizo zo. Asiri no gona wangari chito rewa ziri mberi kuti vachaita Constable neri mwezua. Taura izwenyi mkoma Simbarashe. Basa shukuru mkoma Constable Simbarashe chitara che Zimbabwe chiri mu South Africa anzine vamwe tatogara tasunga katundu kudzokera kumusha kunovhota ndikana kunonyoresa kuvhota vozodzokera zvakare kunovhota andofunga ndozvichaitwa vakawanda kusanganisira mukoma Simbarashe South Africa tinotenda zvikuru Kristana vanoitwa vafungai mabhunu vari ku United Kingdom mumwe wevanhu vanogara vachiratidzirawo kumukuratidzira unoitwa ku London kana ku UK ikoko ne Zimvigil vamabhunu makadi
atiko makadiwo
ndiri mupenyu ndinoimba makandibatsira kungotsaura pamusoro pesangano renyu muchidimu kungoti dimu munoshanda nesangano repi nondoziva munobatana masangano akawanda ndingataura risiro
isisu tiri Zimbabwe Vigil tinosangana pa Zimbabwe Embassy every Saturday kugovera wega wega kubva masikati na 2 o'clock kusvika na 6 o'clock so tiri mu Central London chaimo panze pe Zimbabwe Embassy
ndoba mune musangana muri Chris ndomuka ungangoda kutanga kunzwa kubva kuna mukoma mabhunu.
Yes, Mr. Mabhunu, we are wondering if, you know, you have been consistent with your demonstrations, but do you see any effect or impact that these demonstrations have?
Say that again.
Do you see any impact that the demonstrations are having, that you are having every week?
Yes, I think our demonstrations are very, very effective in the fact that we apart from raising awareness, we've collected a lot of petitions and we've put pressure on a lot of organizations. Simply, we're collecting petitions to send to SADC. We know where we want to ask SADC to put pressure again on Robert Mugabe to make sure that he, you know, without reforms, the individual, our position is quite clear. The elections without reforms are a waste of time because Robert Mugabe will again rig the election and steal the election and still continue to be in power. So at the Vigil, what we're saying is elections without reforms are useless. You know, are no good for us Zimbabweans.
But they are only a few months away. Don't you think it's late to be saying that, to be presenting that kind of argument?
It's not too late because all we need is for all the opposition political parties to boycott or to put pressure on the regime so that you know we move the country forward because the elections without reforms are a waste of time. As we speak right now, ZANU-PF have got the results in Tobiam Ndebele's office. They've already won. So if we participate in this kind of elections, it's a waste of time.
Maybe we can hear from Honorable Kumalo. Do you agree with Mr. Mabhunu?
No, I don't agree with him. Because what we are saying here, it is good as in telling us that we must sit at home and try and make our attack while the ZANU-PF is violating our rights. So all that we need to do, we need to fight. Because if we keep fighting with that, he is talking in the comfort of outside the country, which is good because they are being reskilled. But what we are saying, we are going to go to one Zimbabwe. And we cannot let ZANU-PF go full of us and do everything that they want. We are going to do anything in our power to stop them from doing what they are doing.
There is a noise coming out from the background. I'm not sure whether it's Mr. Mabhunu's phone. But Honorable Kumalo, your party previously boycotted elections because of these reforms. What has changed now?
Yes. No. We are a mandate-driven party. And that's why we consult. And I think you are aware that the president of the MDC, Mugem Tsvangirai, went right around Zimbabwe consulting stakeholders vis-a-vis the issue of coalition, the issue of alliance, the issue of going for elections, and all that. So the moment we are given the views by the populace, we then sit down as a party and then look at the populace views. And then from there, we come up with a policy direction. The issue of boycotting was another way, another strategy of trying to demonstrate to ZANU-PF that what they are doing is wrong. But that's a...
We have lost Honorable Kumalo. Her phone has just dropped, but we hope we'll get back to her. And also, we are still trying to get hold of Honorable Psychology Maziwisa. The phones are a problem from Zimbabwe, as you can hear. But, Chris, we can continue. We have Dr. Chimutu on the line.
Yes, Dr. Chimutu, I'm sure you picked some thoughts there from... Honorable Tabitha Kumalo and of course Mr. Mabunu about the boycott, the elections without reforms. What's your take on that?
I have heard both arguments, our position as Zimbabwe, is that we are mobilizing people to. So if we are mobilizing already, it means we are doing that in anticipation of elections. And I think we have to also take note that elections in a situation like Zimbabwe probably is the only chance that we may have to remove the government of Mugabe and ZANU-PF. I understand the representative from Zimvijo is saying that the environment is, the environment is not conducive, or ZANU-PF has got an advantage. That's true. And this is why, for example, today the youth from MDCT were demonstrating. And I would also want to, I think one of the presenters you have asked if it's not late to demand reforms. It's not entirely late to demand reforms. Because, for example, ZEC released not so long ago the requirements for registration. And, for example, now they demand a proof of residence. And this was not known in January. This was not known last year in October. So it's also about, situations happening and how do you react to those situations. So because when we demand, for example, for ZEC to drop that issue of proof of residence, it's something that is going to, if it's not dropped, it's going to hinder the number of young people who are going to register. So I think when we do these discussions about whether to participate in elections or not, it's also situational. What we have to do as citizens, or what political parties have to do, is always to keep their base energized, mobilized, in anticipation that there is going to be an election. And we also have to understand that boycotting an election is always an option on the table. But you cannot boycott an election 1 year before that election took place, because it's about looking at the conditions. It's about looking at whether that election indications, in the environment, how. So you can boycott an election one month before the election, 2 months before the election. So I don't think that option is entirely off the page. And I don't think, I'm not speaking on behalf of politicians, of course, but I also don't think that for politicians it's not something they are considering. But it also has to do with evaluating the totality, the environment, how it looks like, how, the registration process could have gone on, how many people have registered, how energized are the people. So I think there are so many dynamics that we have to look into whether to boycott an election or not. The other issue that was raised was that, of course, MDC has boycotted the elections in 2013, or at least they have not been participating, so why may be participating now? Not speaking on their behalf, but also using my knowledge about the political landscape, 2013 was just after an election, and they were demanding reforms. So we are also going into another election. And so I think we have to look in the totality, the whole context and how things are playing out. I agree, as of now, the situation is not favorable for progressive forces. More demonstrations are needed. More action is needed. Zimbabwe, one of the main things that we are also contributing is demanding politicians to form a grand coalition. We also have to understand from the context that in the context where the environment is not conducive for elections, one thing that can help us is to make sure that so many people have been mobilized to register.
Can I briefly interrupt there? So okay, as Zimbabwe, Yadzoka Maibuye is Zimbabwe, you are encouraging a coalition. And right now, the problem that the main problem that the formation of a coalition is, and that is who is going to lead the coalition. So as an organization, who do you think should lead the coalition?
I will not answer to that question directly, but I know it's one of the issues that is being discussed. But the information that I have, or at least the information that I'm privileged to have, is that the sticking point is not exactly about who is going to lead the coalition, but the discussions that are going on currently are technicalities about what that because we have to understand that a coalition, you know, they have to agree on what it is, what is it that they want to achieve. Because these are so many political parties coming together with their different manifestos or, you know, policy ideas. So they have to discuss all those details to come up with, so that we move to the Zimbabwe we all want. The leadership thing, of course, it's something that, you know, that can be resolved, you know, in the end. You have asked me who we think or what suggestion can we make. I will not give you a name for now because, I mean, we have to respect the processes going on. But as the citizens or what citizens expect, the leader, there should be a criteria, you know, that has to be used in selecting a leader of a coalition. Then it should be someone who is able to galvanize all other forces to come together. Definitely you need that. You also need a leader who, on their own, they also have a kind of a sizable following. I mean, it's also important because we have to understand that coalitions are not unique to Zimbabwe. Coalitions are done world over. They are also done in Africa. And there are criteria that are used. And, of course, the issue of followership is one of the criteria. And also the issue of someone who can galvanize all people together. But I think more importantly, it should be the candidate must be a consensus candidate chosen by all parties involved, including social movements, not only limited to political, but including also the civil society. So I am confident that the politicians, due to the recent developments, they are going to conclude this process very quickly. We have raised also concerns as Zimbabwe, Zoka Maibuye, Zimbabwe to that case, and we are encouraging them to move quickly. And I think, if you may recall, I think the leader of MDCT alluded to the effect that they would expect that by end of July, they can be in a position to have a good position on the coalition. And also recently, the leader of MDCN, Professor Wolfman Nube, I think 2 days ago, he was on Hard Talk, and he was also very, very positive about the coalition. So, Maine Juru was also on Ruveneko's show, and she was very, very positive. She said the coalition is alive and kicking. So I think all these signals are very positive, and I think we just need to give them a little bit of more time, 2 to 3 weeks, and then we'll see what will come after that. But if after those 2-3 weeks we have maintained this, if after those 3 weeks nothing comes out, Zimbabwe Zoka is also going to come out with our own position because we have been going around Zimbabwe for the past 12 months.
I thought you were going to say if they don't come up with any solution, you are going to demonstrate.
Yeah, but we are also going to, my point is we are also going to suggest the candidate that we think, because we have been gathering, you know, we have been going around the country and we have got a lot of evidence that is, coming from the grassroots itself. So we can make a suggestion, but we wish we are not going to do that and the politicians are going to make it easier for all of us.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much. Do stay on the line, Chris Nemtere.
Yes, Jonga, before we go to Mr. Mabunu, Silo Limugani Ngube. Limugani Ngube, kunjanba?
Ah, siyaphila singakuzani.
Hayi siyaphila. Unjani Botswana?
Hayi Botswana kukahle, umqando nje isizini yakhona.
Yeah, yeah. Hayi isikhathi sose sizive ngumangoyo. Ungathi fahla fahla nje masinya usiphe imbono yakho.
Yes, I'll probably give you 2 points. One, I want to address it to the society, especially the churches. First, I want to say they must stop being too afraid of politics, because I've often heard that from the church, even church leaders, they will tell you that they don't associate themselves with politics. Yet they cry foul, isn't it? So the time to get involved is now. Churches should be involved in the societies to make sure that to help even these politicians in this process. Because, look, ZANU-PF has got thinkers there, and I would like to believe that this strategy, proof of residence, is just to distract the people so that they focus too much on it, yet they continue campaigning. Right now, the process is taking too long for the coalition to take place. And to me, really, people like Omai Mujuri, yes, I heard what they have done, but look, they have been with ZANU-PF for too long, and they are players that have been in the opposition for a long time. What will make us trust here now? Why should we trust people first now? Is it now when she knows Uguti is people first? Where was she before? Okay, and then I move on. If you fail to register in town, if you are a youth and you don't have papers, you can't register in town. Go to the village, to the chiefs Osobugu, and register there. Let's see if they are going to deny the youth to register and vote.
But won't that be too late?
Yeah, well, they have to engage now and see if they can't, because me now, I was thinking that a proof of residence can be obtained even in a form of an affidavit from the police. We do it here in Botswana. If I'm going to the bank and I don't have a lease agreement, I can just go to the police and I write an affidavit, they stamp it, they sign it, that's it.
Thank you so much.
But it looks like at home is not so. They want the title deeds. Where will people get title deeds when the economy is like this? This is also a sign that ZANU-PF has failed. The fact that the majority does not own houses, it shows that the ZANU-PF has failed.
Sibongile kakhulu Ncube. Okay.
Thank you. Regaiti nzuti vama bunu wachiripu eriparu nare. Vama bunu.
Fine, thank you very much.
You are still there?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
I want to say something about this coalition.
Yes.
You know, what our position is at the Zimbabwe Vigil here in the United Kingdom. Our position here at the Vigil is clear. We have said that we're only going to support the national transition. That is the national transition that does not consist of any political parties. So that, you know, Zimbabwe can be rebuilt probably the next 5 years being ruled and governed by the national transition that does not include any political parties. Then they will prepare for elections that will be free and fair in Zimbabwe, not a coalition that the opposition is trying to come up with. This, again, it is going to go back to what we had in last time, where the ZANU-PF again will rig the elections, then we'll have a bit of chaos, then ZANU-PF will invite those political leaders to come and join the national coalition, and then they'll be busy, you know, enjoying themselves while the people of Zimbabwe suffer. And we don't want that to repeat. So this coalition that the opposition trying to come up with is going to create that kind of situation again. Then they'll go in the elections with ZANU-PF, and ZANU-PF will nothing but rig the elections again. So what we are saying is we want a national transition, something that has been echoed by Professor Ibo Mandaza, if I'm to say it, is something that we really, really support, where we bring all the stakeholders and all the interested parties in Zimbabwe together so that there comes a national transition that will rule and govern Zimbabwe, because as you can see, ZANU-PF Mugabe, they've failed Zimbabwe.
Maybe you can hear 15 seconds from Dr. Chimuto on that national transition.
Yes.
Yeah, sure. It's an idea that is being discussed, but we also have to understand that it depends also on the willingness of ZANU-PF to be part of it, because we cannot have a national transitional authority that doesn't involve the current
regime. No, we don't want ZANU-PF in it.
Gentlemen, unfortunately, time has run out. We'll continue the discussion some other time. Thank you so much. That there was Mr. Fungai Mabunu of Zim Vigil, and we earlier on had Tabita Kumalo, the MDCT deputy spokesperson, and of course, Dr. Victor Chimutu of the Yatsoka Maibuye Zimbabwe. Thank you, Zimbabwe. Good night. This is Chris Gandhi.
kutenda vatereri vose vapinda muchirongwa ndini Jonga Kandemiri tosangana mune zvimwe zvirongwa zve Studio 7.